With WFIU Arts News, I'm David Wood. In the age of iTunes and digital music downloads, independent record stores are forced to find ways to stay relevant. But stores like Bloomington's Landlocked Music offer something music fans can't experience through their computers: live performances. Annie Corrigan attended a recent in-store performance to hear some music and talk to some fans.
Landlocked Music co-owner Jason Nicky has been bringing in bands to perform in his store since it opened in 2006.
Like, there's just sort of two different kinds of in-stores here. You know, there's like the bigger bands that are could play a show and do really well, and then there's the bands that are just like, we need some gas money to get to the next venue and like a meal or something.
The show today is by a group that Nicky considers a bigger band, but one that also happens to call Southern Indiana home: the Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band.
Thank you so much. We sure appreciate you coming out here. It's always kind of strange playing in a record store.
The band is performing a series of shows at record stores all over the Midwest in support of their new album. The Reverend Josh Peyton does like performing outside the club scene on occasion.
We're doing these little record store shows, they're sort of a thing unto themselves. You're playing amongst records. The lights are, instead of being like hot stage lights, they're fluorescent lights, you know, and it's a completely different vibe. But at the same time, too, it's kind of like, you know, I think it's fun for the fans because they get to see us completely out of our element.
Sitting at the foot of the stage is one fan who can't attend shows at any of Bloomington's many 21 and over venues.
Xavier Kelly, 8 years old, almost 9.
For him, all ages shows like this one are the only chances he gets to see his favorite band perform live. Last time he saw the Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band was another free show as part of the Taste of Bloomington.
Well, I like the drummer the most. I like him because he drums pretty fast, and well, that's what I like. A lot.
13-year-old Bella Bacco is also a fan of the drummer. She was attending her very first Reverend Peyton show. She was part of the contingent in the front row wearing Reverend merchandise.
What did you think of the show?
It was awesome. I like the music, and the drummer is my uncle, so yeah.
Drummer Aaron Persinger, known as Cuz, had a number of family members at the show who made the trip up from Jackson County.
I'm Aaron's mother, and this is his grandpa. And that's my grandbaby Charlie, and Rachel, his mama.
Molly Persinger says they prefer to attend shows that start earlier in the evenings.
We keep it to the short ones, so I said we'll come over, and he likes to eat at the Lions, so we ate there and then came over, listened to the kids, and got to see the babies.
While most shows at Landlock are free of charge to attend, they're not free to put on. A makeshift stage has been constructed in the back of the store so the scores of people sandwiched between the aisles can get a good view. The store also foots the bill for a PA system and a sound technician to professionally record the show. Nicky isn't too concerned with the financial aspects, though. He says some in-store shows bring in extra money and some don't. And that's fine with him.
Honestly, I don't really think about that. It's more just like, is this going to be fun? Are people going to like this and have a good time? So, you know, as long as we more or less break even.
The store and the band have a mutually beneficial relationship. It was the Reverend Peyton who approached Nicky about Landlocked hosting this free in-store show for fans. For Landlocked, events like this get new shoppers in the door.
These kind of places are important community hubs, and they recognize that and are willing to sort of go out of their way to support them in a direct way. And it's really cool that a band thinks about that, you know. Not a lot of bands do. They sort of just like, where can we make the most money?
Thank you all for coming. Thank you so much. Thanks to Landlocked too for supporting us. Thanks. That's why we're here, is because it's small record stores like this around the country that have supported us. So keep supporting them. Thank you so much.
For WFIU Arts, I'm Annie Corrigan.
Check out Landlocked Music's events calendar to see dates for their upcoming in-store performances. Their website is landlockedmusic.com. For WFIU Arts, I'm David Wood.